I think one of the most difficult thing to achieve in film is a real sense of eroticism. That's not ever what I'm going for. Once I realized how difficult it is to achieve on film, I think the most important thing for my characters, if I want audiences to believe them, is to create a sense of naturalism. And it doesn't matter whether it's a woman and a man, or a man or a woman, whatever the setting is, the environment, the situation, the relationship. We spend probably 40% of our entire lives naked or near naked, whether it's sleeping, whether it's showering, whether it's in the name of sexual activity. And that's part of life, and that's part of reality. And then it can be dramatized in really interesting ways. So, I mean, people think there's an overabundance of nudity in my films, especially male nudity. That's not true. If you count the minutes, it's not true. And where there is nudity, it's seldom about sex. It's seldom about sexual activity. It's about moments. Even in, you mentioned flannel pajamas. One of the scenes that often frequently had the most profound impact on the audience was a long scene where Julianne Nicholson's character, Nicole, at her boyfriend's future husband's request, undresses in front of a floor-to-ceiling picture window of an apartment that he selected for them to live in without her consultation. And she doesn't want to do it, but he begs her. He wants everybody to see how beautiful she is. And she agrees to do it. It's a pure act of coercion. It has nothing to do with sex. But the way we did the scene was I wanted to create a dichotomy between her utter beauty. He's objectifying her, and she's undressing, and she's naked. Her beauty, her vulnerability, and then the beauty of what we're seeing. It is sunset. It is magic hour. It is from the 36th floor of a high-rise apartment building in New York. And despite the exterior, external beauty and internal beauty, what's going on is in a sense, it is coercion. It's somewhat violent. And there's no sex there. But she is naked. And then a few minutes later, fear not, we will see Justin Kirk naked as well. I am an equal opportunity filmmaker.